Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Bingo ball, we play. Oh, what fun it is to play with my Darren bingo balls today. Hey!
If you don't know bingo ball, I don't know where you've been. Darren Mall has a very average-sized bingo bin. And sized. Inside the bingo bin are bingo balls. Darren, you do have it with you today, hey? Let you bring jokes? It's a wedding joke. On these balls, there are letters and numbers, and they correspond to a task or a question that one of us have to do. We have to do it properly. We're not allowed to lie. We're not allowed to say no. All right.
Okay, I'm going to go first. Darren Moore, haven't played with your balls in a long time.
I know,
your bingo
it's
balls,
been a while. Do you know how it works?
I think so.
Yeah, you go forwards,
you
grab. Kerry, you dropped it on the floor again.
G. 51.
G51, the question, task, or challenge aligned with G51. Sky Shabalala, what was your best right place at the right time moment?
Best?
Right place at the right time moment.
Oh, when I got into East Coast Radio.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, of course. You were at the...
I haven't told the story, but I'm going to keep it short. It's pretty short. I was watching the rugby. I still remember the Sharks against the Highlanders Super Rugby quarterfinal. And our boss, Zane, was there. And apparently, I was just talking a lot at the bar, at the Vodacom box. And he came up to me. He's like, "Sir, is talking a thing?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, here's my business card. Call me on Monday." And then the rest is history. 6 years later, Darren, Kerry and Sky, baby. Boom!
He's leaving a small bit of that story out. What had happened 2 weeks prior is I had met Sky at that suite, and I had gone to our program manager, Zane Derbyshire, and I'd said, "This is my sports guy." And my program manager went over my head and said, no, we're going to use this guy on weekends. I'm like, "You took my sports guy. That's my sports guy." I had to wait another year before you joined us.
Yeah.
You were doing other shows.
I was
shows
doing other
stuff.
Things. Yeah.
Zane knows what he's doing, and he had to prep Sky.
He had to prep him. Yeah. Okay.
And so also, Kerry Miller, of course, in that box, I wasn't too sober. So, I mean, I was like, shuck hands.
You think?
So, we did eventually get him, and it's just proof that I do have an eye for talent. So, if you're looking for a hashtag ECR presenter search on the Instagram, just find the ones that I have hearted, and we'll see what happens.
I'm shaking. Up comes a ball. There's one. 068. Let's go on a date. 068.
Right. Kerry Miller, without thinking about it, your question is, what is your sexiest accent?
Oh, I know this for Kerry.
Oh, no. Okay. So what... What I obviously want to say, obviously beside one of the South African ones, I want to say, like, I love like a Spanish accent, like that Argentinian Spanish, but I don't know why, I just love a man with like, oh my God, do I have to say this?
Just actually don't tell us, just do the accent, just do it.
You know when like just like a bit... like a New Zealander or like an Australian. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I just know they're going to work the land. Yeah. They're going to, you know, play some sport, and they're going to cook some food for me. I just want a big man, guys. Like a, you know.
So the New Zealander, not the Australian, hey?
I mean, I know it's not the same at all, but it's kind of, so for me, a little bit New Zealander is a bit sexier, but it depends on the kind of New Zealander.
Because like
that Maori vibe, like a dark man.
The Australian has got a singy-songy way about it. Like an Australian is like that, but a New Zealander is flat. It's flat. It's almost like if you send, someone from Australia lived in Boxburg for a year, that's how they would
sound.
The
Australian.
It's kind of flat.
But it must be the darker Australian then, you know?
Like a Maori.
Australians?
Yeah, the Maori or the Aborigine or
Aborigine
the like that vibe.
Okay, that does it for you.
Take the wheel.
Good to take the
didgeridoo.
Take the didgeridoo. You mean take the didgeridoo?
I am finished for that. Kerry, present. Very present. Yes. Sky's gone. I've gone.
Deny the bingo ball bin. All right, there we go. First one to pop out is G51.
G51. Okay, are you ready?
Da-da-dum-dum.
Darren Moore.
Yeah.
Who is the most interesting person you ever hugged?
Hugged?
Yes.
Who has hugged anyone in the last 16 months?
Well, you hugged your wife,
didn't you?
The most
interesting person I ever hugged.
Not in the last 16 months. Ever.
Ever
right?
In my whole life. Yo, 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 yo. You know what? There's a... Oh, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
There's actually quite a few I went through before I went to the one I actually got to hug. So I tried to hug David Hasselhoff when he was in South Africa, but like early days, from Knight Rider days. He was here. He was out here with Kit. And I tried to hug him, but Kit got in the way. And and then Wesley Snipes was out here for Blade.
Oh, that's my boy.
And I tried to hug him as well, but he just had this look in his eye of like, get too close to me and you will get the running kick slap to the head one time.
And this is old Darren, so you had some confidence.
Yeah, I had a lot of confidence there. Yeah, I had some Dutch courage involved there as well.
Yeah.
I tried to hug Patricia Lewis, but her then boyfriend jumped in like Steve Hoffmeyer at a protest. That was like not happening at all.
Was her then boyfriend the Hoff?
No, it was after the Hoff, strangely enough. I didn't even engage. Yeah, no, it was someone else. We were both doing a gig in Brakpan. I was an MC and I brought her on. She was amazing. She was so funny though, because she brought her own fan. So she came onto the stage and put a fan in and plugged it on so that it could blow her hair back. She brought her own
fan brilliant.
For the gig. And then,
from now on, can we always do that?
So she didn't let me hug. But the first time I actually got to hug like a big fan, it went the other way around. I went to go watch a show with Nathaniel, who is one of South Africa's greatest creatives. Let me tell you, musical, writing, poetry, performance, everything about
him. Boerewors.
No, but long before the Boerewors, hey? And I went in to give him a hug because I saw him backstage. My friends, here we go. Another Steve Hoffmeyer ex, Natasha Sutherland, took me backstage and I wanted to give him a hug. And he hugged me first because he'd been seeing me on Play TV. And he was like, oh, thank you for making my afternoons bearable. Oh, thank you. I sit at home. There is nothing on TV. And you and Poopy Malloy just make me so happy. I have to hug you. I'm like, no, I'm hugging you. He's like, no, I'm hugging you. So he got the first hug in. So actually, the first person I got to hug was also right at the beginning of when I was doing Breakfast Radio. We got to interview the Top Gear guys at Moses Mabhida Stadium. And Jeremy Clarkson actually said to me, do you have any smokes? And I actually did. I was still smoking back then. And I was like, here we go. I'll give you a ciggy. He's like, do you have a light? And so I lit it for him
as well. That's the story.
And
Jeremy Clarkson asked
And I was
you.
Also waiting. Thank you, Sky.
Like, brr.
So I gave him a smoke and I gave him a light. And he said, okay, there you go. You can hug me now. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm not going to hug you.
So the most interesting person you've ever hugged
was Jeremy
Clarkson. It's not the Hoff. It's not Patricia Lewis. It's not Nathaniel. It's 40 other people you mentioned. It's Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson would have to be the most interesting person I hugged. And let me tell you something. He hugged back.
Have you ever hugged Kerry Miller?
I think in the early days we did.
What?
I think
Darren.
I've never witnessed.
I don't think we've ever hugged.
No, when she arrived in her pajamas. Do you remember when she was like, I'll be there in 5 minutes? And she arrived here in her pajamas.
Yeah.
We were like,
my first show.
She gave me a hug and it was just downhill from there.
I was going to say.
And then from that, you were like, don't ever do that again. Okay, I get it.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.